Bishopric Industries, formerly Enerfab Process Solutions, announced it will expand operations in Natchez. The project is expected to create 28 new jobs and represents a $5.75 million corporate investment. Bishopric Industries is a leader in engineering, fabrication, and execution of process tanks, pressure vessels, and specialty equipment for a diverse range of industrial markets and critical infrastructure sectors. Officials say the company will expand capacity through the construction of a new storage facility, the addition of manufacturing equipment, expanded storage areas, gravel and drainage improvements, and the installation of new gas and water lines. The Mississippi Development Authority will provide assistance through the Mississippi Flexible Tax Incentive Program, as well as assistance for site improvements. Adams County also is assisting with the project. A New Orleans man believes he's deserving of up to $480,000 in compensation from the state for serving 42 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit.
69-year-old Elvis Brooks was found guilty of shooting a man inside a New Orleans bar in 1977, but a few years ago, the prosecutor in the case admitted he had potentially exonerating evidence, and a New Orleans judge tossed out the conviction. But still no compensation for Brooks.
Described it as devastating. He said the whole process is torturous.
That's Richard Webster, who wrote an extensive article on Brooks's case at ProPublica. Webster says Attorney General Liz Merle is standing in Brooks's way because he admitted to the crime in a plea deal and should not receive any money at all. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Mississippi lawmakers are considering school consolidation. Current and former K-12 superintendents who have worked through previous consolidations told lawmakers Thursday how those decisions impacted their schools and communities. Most recently, lawmakers passed a bill in 2017, which was approved by then-Governor Phil Bryant, requiring the Houston Municipal Separate School District to join the Chickasaw School District. John Ellison, the former superintendent of the district, said that process was not easy. The 6th District in Louisiana was redrawn specifically so that a Republican would get elected. But that hasn't stopped two Democrats from running for the seat.
Rubio Garcia was originally going to run in the 5th District, but after the closed party primaries were canceled and the districts were redrawn, she's now running in the 6th.
Whether you're a Democrat or Republican or a no party, all of us are collectively suffering.
Garcia is joined on the ballot by Pat Forbes, who is an aide to former Governor John Bel Edwards. He says the people of District 6 face serious issues every day that have neither an R or a D next to them.
I hope that folks are going to look less at party and more at the candidate they think can get to work for them.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Valley is at 20.56 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.